Is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo? Track 29. Boy, can you give me a shine? Oh, 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 can you afford to board the Chattanooga Choo Choo? I've got my fare with the trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station at a quarter to four. You read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear that whistle blow and eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Woo woo Chattanooga, there you are. Pennsylvania station at a quarter to four. You read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear that whistle blow and eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Woo woo Chattanooga, there you are. There's gonna be a certain party at the station. Satin and lace, I used to call funny face. Whoa, 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 she's gonna moan until I tell her that I'll never own. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
Hey, there you have it, folks. This is a Paul Bartlow musical show. And today, I shouldn't say today, because every day is today. On this show, we are honoring the American Railroad tradition and songs associated with this type of music. And with me in the studio today on guitar and vocal is Doug Rickard.
Great to be back.
And on the fiddle. I got to say fiddle.
Fiddle, that's right.
It looks like a violin, but it's a fiddle. And it's Ellen Carlson playing on this style of music. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the opening song?
Well, Chattanooga Choo Choo that
yeah,
we just did?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Chattanooga Choo Choo that we started with, this is a classic from Glenn Miller and his orchestra. And you may remember the Modern Airs who sang the wonderful lyrics there back around 1940. Beautiful song. I think when most people think about train songs, that's one that immediately comes to mind, traveling through this beautiful country, which is ours, and we always want to celebrate America as we're doing with these train songs and the American Railroad tradition today. And our next song that we're going to share with you is a classic that comes from Jimmie Rodgers. Now, you may remember that Jimmie Rodgers and his two friends, A.P. and Maybelle Carter, a brother and sister team, formed what we know today as country music. Jimmie Rodgers had worked for the railroad, as probably one-fourth of America's population did back around the turn of the 20th century. And a lot of his songs had to do with trains and life around the railroads, such as this song which talks about a young man who got caught by one of the railroad bulls and tossed off the train, and now he's out in Texas waiting for another train to come by. Jimmy was known as the yodeling brakeman, so you'll hear a little bit of yodeling in this next song, Waiting for a Train. Waiting for a train, 1,000 miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked up to a brakeman, oh, to give him a line of talk. He says, if you've got money, well, you won't have to walk. I haven't got a nickel. One odd a penny can I show? Get off, you a railroad bum. He slammed the boxcar door. Hoodlay, oh, hoodlay, oh, hoodlay. Texas, oh, a state I dearly love. Wide open spaces all around me, oh, moon and stars up above. Nobody seemed to want me or to give me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, going back to Dixieland. My pocketbook is empty and my heart is filled with pain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, waiting for a train. Hoodlay, oh, hoodlay, oh, hoodlay. Yes, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, splendid.
A classic from the classic train tradition, still. Yeah.
Yeah, and the yodeling in there, that's interesting, yeah. Also,
yes, that's right, don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, also interesting that I didn't play anything on there. It was just violin and guitar.
Fiddle and guitar.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, fiddle.
That's
yeah,
right. She's fiddling vibe. Around here.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
That's right.
And the next song, Doug, is King of the Road.
Yeah, Roger That's Miller it. Recorded this one back in the early 60s. This actually comes out of, he's probably looking back at a song like Waiting for a Train from, that was 1927, Waiting for a Train, the one we just did. So when Roger Miller recorded this, the writers of this were probably thinking of some of the great old classic hobo songs. And it's interesting that in this one, the destination is Bangor, Maine.
Oh.
Bangor, Maine. So it kind of brings it home to New England a little bit. Trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of a pushing broom buys an 8 or 12 or 4 fifth room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Old worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means a king of the road. Train, and all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lot that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sailor rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, about 2 hours over pushing broom buys and 8 by 12 4-fifth room. I'm a man of means, by no means a king of the road. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road.
Oh, well, continuing on the road, the railroad, that is, that life is like a mountain railroad.
This is a great old classic tune from the Carter family. I mentioned them a while ago, A.P. and Maybelle Carter. Maybelle, by the way, was the mother of June Carter, who was married to the man in black, Johnny Cash. So you see the connection of how their traditions have come down to us to this very day. Patsy Cline did a beautiful recording of this about 4 months before her tragic death back in 1963. So here's a great one. This uses the railroad, as we will often see. The railroad is used as an analogy for a journey, not through this life only, but from this life into the next life that is to come. Life is like a mountain railroad. Life is like a mountain railroad, with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curves, the fields and tunnels. Never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us for sure, where the angels all will join us in God's grace forevermore. blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels all will join us in God's grace.
It's lyrics are terrific.
Yes.
Terrific.
It's one
lyrics.
Of those wonderful numbers because it's like an old gospel hymn as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The reason I'm wearing this cap is because I want to feel like the engineer on the Wabash Cannonball.
Oh, yeah. And I've got my hobo hat on, so we're both kind of in from that train tradition. Well, how about a nice... Vassar Clement's intro for us with just a nice whistle, a train whistle. The fiddle is so good about creating that high, lonesome train whistle sound.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Bring us in there, Ellen.
I hear that every night.
Oh, listen to the bingo, the jungle and the crow, as she glides along the woodlands, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, riding through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, the green old flowing mountains to the south down by the moor. She's tall and she's handsome, she's known by one and all, a regular combination called the Wabash Cannonball. Ho! Well, listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodlands, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, riding through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Jumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodlands, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, riding through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Oh, the eastern states are dandy, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way. Waiting flowing mountains to the west down by the shore, the chances can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodlands, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, riding through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Riding through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its prayers from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home. Thank you. shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home.
There we
yeah.
have it.
Yeah. We had to get those two songs together because Back Home Again in Indiana mentions the Wabash River in the valley there goes along with the Wabash Cannonball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An old classic from that time as well.
Definitely, yeah. And we have time for...
You got time for maybe one more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the old classics out of the American railroad tradition is called The Wreck of the Old 97. If you're from the Virginia area or you ever know anything about train history, you know that it was a pretty horrific accident that happened back in Danville, Virginia, years ago. This tune, The Wreck of the Old 97, has been used for many songs. In fact, one of the songs best known here in New England used a portion of this in it, and it's called Charlie and the MTA. So I thought it might be interesting for us to start with the tune from The Wreck of the Old 97, and then we're going to segue into Charlie and the MTA, and maybe everybody out there is going to join in and sing with us because they'll all know the words. And you'll remember the Kingston Trio recording this for us back in the 60s. And so join in. And if you've ever ridden on the T or got stuck on there, you can associate with Charlie, who's stuck on there. All right, here we go. The Wreck of the Old 97 into Charlie and the MTA. Were you going to give me an intro on that? I think so. Yeah, give me a train whistle.
Oh.
There we go. That's it.
Well, they gave him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 28, but it's old 97. You've got to get to Danville on time. But did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Well, let me tell you a story about a man named Charlie on this tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife, and family went to ride on the MTA. But did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him, one more nickel! Charlie couldn't get off that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scolly Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as his train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned.
Oh, that's a real good fast tempo tune.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we have to wrap up this whole tradition with probably one of the best known train songs that comes out of the time in our nation's history when we were connecting the East Coast to the West Coast by means of the Transcontinental Railroad. It was back in 1869 when that final spike was driven in Utah and joining the two railroads so that we could then now travel all the way across this beautiful country by means of the Iron Horse, the locomotive, the train. And a song, of course, as it is in the military, when you're marching, you need to have a song. When you are working on the railroad, you need to have a song too. And that one comes to us. We're in the key of G.
Right.
I can see that.
Yeah. I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morning. Can you hear the captain shouting? Dinah, blow your horn. Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, strumming on the old banjo and singing fee-fi, fiddly-i-o, fee-fi, fiddly-i-o, fee-fi, fiddly-i-o, strumming on the old banjo. You want to take one? Or fiddle, as it might be in this case.
Yeah. And you've been watching the Paul Bartolo Musical Show with Doug Ricard and Ellen Carlson. And if you would like to join us at any time here at BCTV, just call BCTV. And that's it. So long.
Woo-woo! I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morning. Can you hear the captain shouting? Dinah, blow your horn. Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn?